Every day makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies, don't we? We're living, we do. And we got them here on 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome in to Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. I wonder how much money we spend on Valentine's Day gifts.
Oh, boy.
You have any idea?
I think it would disgust me.
Gotta be a lot of millions or some billions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably
it's a big day.
Number. A
and,
lot of zeros.
You know, I'm sure there are some people now. I'm not gonna be hard on us guys, but you know, thinking, okay, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Where am I gonna go? What am I gonna get?
What are you doing?
Well, trying to figure out what I'm gifting. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
you know, sometimes that's for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Sometimes that's hard.
Yep.
You know,
and yet it can be so simple.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, roses, candy, no young lady in her right mind would argue with diamonds, and maybe some men too. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, sexist about this stuff, but I mean, you know, and yet aren't any of those things. I mean, we could spend a lot of money, right?
Right.
But how meaningful are those gifts?
Yeah.
What are the most meaningful gifts that you can give your partner? This Valentine's Day.
Well, you're asking me, a therapist, so it's a little biased here.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes we all need to think like a therapist sometimes.
Yeah,
you know,
because true gifts in relationships go way beyond material things.
Yeah, and right. So we're going to explore that. You know, when you think about gifts that make a deep impact, well, you're going to focus on those tangible things. Grand gestures, right? But sometimes
it's the little things
and so they add up in a big way. So we're gonna focus on that today here on Strategies for Living. What are the most meaningful gifts we can give, folks? Thank you for tuning into Strategies. We're presented by the Robinson Film Center and by Learning RX, and by Azalea Cleaners, and by Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And I'm getting a look because I'm out of order. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment, most meaningful gifts you can give your partner. Focusing on that today here on Strategies.
It won't go wrong.
Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, what's the most meaningful gift you can give your partner? I saw a recent article, Lauren, in Forbes magazine. Mm-hmm. Was by Mark Travers. Okay. And the title of it is what I just said, the most meaningful gift you can give your partner by a psychologist. Mm. And, you know, the point that was made was, you know, when we think of gift giving, and, you know, obviously this article was published, not obviously, but the article was published late November. So I think it was really aimed at
Christmas
gift giving and things.
Or holiday.
And yet, I mean, I didn't put the statistics in front of me, but there are, you know, there's lots of money spent on Valentine's Day. It's a big deal in our culture and probably across the world. But when we think of gifting, when we think of, you know, giving the gifts that make the deepest impacts, we probably think of diamonds, bracelets, flowers,
candies.
Yeah, grand things, right?
Going out to dinner.
And you know, those things have their place.
Sure.
I mean, there's no question that if your partner loves fill in the blank, okay, mm-hmm. and you know, you can do that. Hey, fantastic. However, you know, when you want to show somebody that you really love, that you really care, mm-hmm. if you reflect on the moments when you have felt most connected, most truly understood, she gets me, he gets me, mm-hmm. then, you know, what you realize is that what really touches you isn't the fancy, very, very expensive, wrapped, store-bought gifts.
Right.
It's the simple. It's the subtle.
It's usually those small gestures.
Yeah, those moments.
Moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When someone truly saw you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And recognized, even if you didn't speak them, here, you know, they get, this is what you need.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And
wow, I didn't know I needed that, and you did.
Yeah, you might not have even known it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing those unspoken needs, responding with care. So, what's the best gift that we can offer those we love? Valentine's is it's a holiday of love, right? It's
right.
About love, and so it's not the grand gestures. It's more intimate. It's honoring the cues of our love, mm-hmm. our partner, our mate, you know, by recognizing and responding to somebody's unspoken signals. What you're saying is, I see you, I hear you,
right,
and I care.
So what you're telling me is one of the greatest gifts, according to the psychologist, is to meet or recognize, rather, unspoken needs.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, because it goes beyond the material possession.
Yeah.
It goes beyond exchanging of material things.
I also want to put a little asterisk on this one.
Okay.
Because this does not mean all the time it's most romantic if you can read my mind.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
This does not mean that you should know what I want at all times.
No.
And
because that's
not
impossible.
Right. And we're not romanticizing that. We're romanticizing the out of genuine care, you know, I'm just going to reach out and do this for you, right? Gestures that, you know, you don't, there's no obligation here.
Right.
Right. So, right. Like, when you bring me matcha or green tea every morning.
Right.
Right. And I think that's one of those small ways that you recognize an unspoken need for me. And I deeply appreciate that.
I'm glad.
Yes.
I'm glad. I mean, yeah, I
Because you know, I've never been a morning person.
You are not a morning person. I promise you that. But I kind of am. I mean, you know, a lot of times I'll wake up before the alarm that I have set. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I get fidgety.
He does not dawdle in bed. He's not one to lie there.
And so, I probably could if I reached over and got a book and turned the light on, but then that would, you know, that would interrupt you. So mm-hmm. I don't do that.
Right.
In fact, that would kind of be heaven sometimes. But again, you know, I'm not going to do that. So what I generally do is the alarm goes off. I jump up and go, you know, do the shower thing. And, mm-hmm. That refreshes me, gets me started for the day. And, you know, I do that on weekends too.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Because that's and so. I recognize that you need a little bit more time to warm up. And mm-hmm. part of that is bringing you a cup of coffee or a cup of green tea or whatever. And
a warm morning
beverage. Yes. We have in the automation of the house kind of built in.
Yeah, the speakers.
Yeah, the Google speakers go off usually weekdays around 7 o'clock, and it says, "Good morning, manager."
The lady would like a warm morning beverage.
Yeah, and may I suggest? But you know, so recognizing unspoken needs, because that's not something that you ever ask for,
right?
It's not something that you said, okay, well, you got to do this for me, you know. It was something that I don't remember exactly at the point in our relationship, because we're, you know, we'll be 5 years married in October. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly the point that I started to do that, but it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
I don't remember either.
And to me, that's honoring a cue that I picked up from you. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't anything that I heard. It's not something that I, you know, you told me and I listened to it. Mm-hmm. It was tuning into the unspoken needs that were expressed. This could be through your body language, through routine, through subtle changes. I mean, in this case, it was, you know, okay, I, it's not hard to see. Okay, this is not a morning person. I mean, it's just not hard to see.
So you're telling me it didn't require too much emotional attunement? Yeah,
I know. I didn't have to spend a great deal of time and energy. Yeah. But let's give another example. So if your partner seems unusually quiet mm-hmm. or withdrawn, they may not say to you, "Hey, I'm feeling overwhelmed." Okay?
Right.
But a shift in their usual energy and an avoidance of eye contact could indicate, okay, there's something going on. There's something on their mind. So
something's out of the ordinary.
Yeah. So I might say something very simple like, I noticed you were maybe not totally with it today. Is there something you want to talk? Do we need to talk? Mm-hmm. That's a small gesture.
Yeah.
But
what's going on?
Yeah. What's going on?
Just being curious.
What it shows is your attentiveness, and it invites your partner to share. At the same time, you're respecting their choice to open up or to keep things private, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's another example of what I'm talking about here.
And it's not assuming that, you know, the anger or the shift in emotion is personal.
No, right? I don't take it personal. It's just I've noticed it.
Right.
And I'm going to communicate to you.
Do you want to talk about it?
I'm going to communicate to you that I've picked it up mm-hmm. and invite.
Yes.
Yeah. Is this anything that you would like to talk about? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a good example of what we're talking about when we're talking about recognizing unspoken needs here, right?
Right.
So you know, you're showing a genuine care, and you're offering support, right? You could even say, "Hey, you look a little bit overwhelmed. Can I do something special? Can I can I fix dinner this evening?
Is there something
or can I
can do?
Yeah, is there something I can do? Is there something you...
What can I take off your plate?
Yeah. Or even small gestures like, hey, I'm going to give you a little space here, or I'm going to help you with this, or I'm going to help you with that. It shows I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you. I'm attentive. I've seen. I'm understanding. There's something going on, even if I don't know exactly what it is.
Right.
You know, and what happens over time, Lauren, is this, I mean, this is like kind of compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
In, I mean, we all know the power of compound interest.
Yep.
Because we learned it at some point, you know, in math class or business math or whatever. But it can be phenomenal, you know?
Yes.
And this is compound interest in a relationship because over time, this builds trust and it builds care and it creates a safe space.
Well, and we were talking a little yesterday about how in relationship we are meant to be there to be witness to each other.
Right.
Right. And so this directly speaks that language.
Absolutely.
It says, I see you, I hear you. How can I be here for you?
Right.
Right.
I see you, I hear you, I recognize. Mm-hmm. That something's going on. Might not know what, but I'm giving you an invitation,
mm-hmm.
and in the meantime, you know, I want to take care of some things. All right, so we're talking today. I can't believe Valentine's Day is just around the corner. I really can't.
Ready or not, what you getting?
We're talking about some of those special gifts today. Those very, very special gifts. Maybe the best gifts that you can give your partner to show love. And it's a day about showing love. So we're talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. We got a lot more to talk about. So stay with us. Be right back. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back into your daily dose of radio rehab here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. We call it Strategies for a Living, and we're glad you're here with us. We're talking about what are extremely special gifts, most meaningful gifts that we can, that you might consider giving your partner, to show love. I mean, this is Valentine's Day. It's all about love, yeah. Right? So we talked about, recognizing unspoken needs. Another one is celebration.
Yeah.
Celebrating joy, celebrating the other person's joy. You know, joy is a powerful emotion.
It is. It's incredible.
And, often it's communicated through nonverbal cues, right? So it could be a spark in the eyes. It could be animated gestures. It could be the tone of voice, an enthusiastic tone. And acknowledging these moments will show that you're not only tuned in, you're not only tuned into what brings your partner happiness, but that you genuinely value their joy.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And, I mean, again, you mentioned that quote that we mentioned yesterday from the movie Shall We Dance, mm-hmm. that why do people get married? Well, to be a witness, because there's billions of persons on the planet, and every life needs a witness, mm-hmm. and I want to be your witness, yeah. And that's paraphrasing the quote, but that's the gist of it.
Right.
Well, and joy is the most powerful emotion that we can recognize in somebody.
Well, I think it matters just as much how we respond to joy, just as much as how we support people, our partners in hard times as well.
Absolutely.
Both sides.
Two ends of the spectrum, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so acknowledging those moments shows you're tuned in and you value the joy, and you value joy in their life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say your partner lights up when they talk about maybe a particular hobby. Maybe they've started painting, right? Mm-hmm. And you notice that whenever they're talking about it with somebody, man, they light up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything. So I'm picking painting, but it could be hiking. It could be jogging. It could be
bowling.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you
gardening.
But you notice that they absolutely, when they're talking about it, they light up. That shows interest. Shows that you get them. And a gift that you can give is ask about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe suggest an activity that the two of you can do that aligns with their passion.
Yeah.
This is
sharing your joy and showing that, yeah, okay, maybe golfing is not my number one to-do list, but I know how much you love it.
Yeah.
And so maybe I tag along with you and let you teach me how to golf.
There
or
you
whatever
go.
It is.
Or I just want to tag along and witness how joyful you are on the golf course. I'll drive the cart.
Sure.
Yeah?
There you go.
Yeah. Or I'll be your caddy.
Even better.
Let's say it's hiking. Let's say you love to hike.
Mm-hmm.
To communicate to your partner, you always seem happiest when you're talking about hiking. How about we plan a weekend trip that focuses on hiking? We could go up into Arkansas, or we could go up into Oklahoma, or we could stay here in Louisiana. There's plenty of places to hike here. Let's plan a weekend trip. And what that shows is that you're tuned in, you're paying attention, you're investing
right
in what makes that person happy.
And you're supporting them being the fullest version of who they can become.
Right.
Because it's our excitement, it's our joy, which leads us in the direction of who we are.
Absolutely.
Right, and who we truly are to become in this world.
There was a 2006 study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology that found that couples who responded enthusiastically to each other's good news
right
built stronger, more stable relationships over time.
Active, constructive responding.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And so this shows, there's other support research out there that shows the impact of celebrating positive moments. But that's, you know, this absolutely underscores what we're talking about here, Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that positive interactions, according to this study, can be more critical to a relationship health than focusing solely on challenges, mm-hmm. and suggesting that sharing joy may be a key to lasting relationship satisfaction.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think we've all been on the other side. We've all had that experience where there's something that we're very proud of that we've just, you know, done, accomplished within our hobby, or we're sharing our hobby or our joy, and somebody says, "Oh, what? That's silly. That's stupid."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so to remember how important that is, right? And how dismissing or downplaying the happiness of your partner can deeply weaken the relationship.
Absolutely.
As well, right?
So celebrating each other's joys, and they can be big, they can be small, right?
Mm-hmm.
But celebrating that joy deepens the connection because it focuses on their happiness, not just their needs or their struggles.
No.
And those affirming moments create a positive feedback loop.
Right.
Yeah. And makes them feel appreciated because of who they are. And that just underscores the bond built on understanding.
Not to mention
and shared joy.
The vicarious joy that you get to experience then.
There you
right?
go. That's it's a win-win,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Because you know, when you walk into a just like when you walk into a group of people who are arguing, and you know the old saying, "Ooh, you could cut the tension with a knife in there." The opposite is true too. When you walk into a room full of joyful, happy people,
yeah.
you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You
it
feel
radiates.
It, and
yeah.
and you know, so again, that's what we're talking about here. These are gifts that aren't necessarily. That aren't tangible, you know.
Yeah.
You can't go. You can't go to
beyond the tangible.
They're beyond it. You can't
yeah.
go to the store and buy this, you know.
No. Yeah.
But you can give it, and you can gift it.
Absolutely.
And it may be the, you know, it may end up being the best gift mm-hmm. that your partner has ever received.
No greater gift.
Yeah. So another one, and this might sound counterintuitive, but it's to acknowledge vulnerabilities.
Mm.
So vulnerability, this can be a gift. Vulnerability often hides behind very subtle cues. Maybe a hesitant tone, maybe a fidgeting of hands or feet, maybe a shift in demeanor. And those could signal feelings of uncertainty or fear. Our self-consciousness, right?
Right.
And by recognizing and responding mm-hmm. to those cues, now you're going to respond. It's important to respond with empathy.
Mm-hmm.
That shows that you care, but it also provides emotional support.
Right.
And that may be emotional support that's very much needed to face challenges with greater confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So acknowledging vulnerabilities may be one of the most powerful ways to demonstrate love and respect. And again, what we're doing here is creating safety.
Yes.
We're creating a safe space where somebody can express their fears and not worry mm-hmm. about judgment. You know?
Again, it's the power of witness to say, "I am a safe witness to all of who you are," right? And so if you notice in your partner any of those signs, right, that they're a little hesitant or their voice changes or they're a little quieter as they share something
right.
with you, one of the first things that you can do, the greatest gift there, is to say, "Thank you for sharing that with me."
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I appreciate that, and this I can tell this means a lot to you, and so therefore it means a lot to me.
Absolutely.
Because it impacts the two of us
Absolutely.
Together.
Let's say your partner has a big presentation that
okay.
they're going to make, and they're anxious about this presentation. Or maybe it's a difficult conversation that they're going to have with someone at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their boss or, you know, somebody they work with that's important. and you notice signs of nervousness, maybe lack of enthusiasm or maybe a pacing, or instead of dismissing it, you know, acknowledge the feeling, you know, just very simply, I know you're going to do great. I know you shine in these kind of situations. And just that connection and that acknowledgement might ease the anxiety a bit. Mm-hmm. And it may remind them of their own strengths and capabilities. And you know, by affirming their abilities and offering comfort, you're reinforcing their own sense of self-worth, and also reminds them they're not alone. You know, you're not alone in facing struggles. It's an act of kindness that can demonstrate, again, you see the vulnerabilities. And again, I think it's important not to pound this, you know, just to be subtle with it.
Okay.
You know, just to be very subtle with it in terms of, well, you know, I noticed this and I wonder if it's about that.
Right.
You know, and hey, you're going to do fantastic. You always, you got this.
You can do
this,
hard things.
Yeah, this is one of your specialty areas, you know. You got this. And hey, I'm here if you need help, you want to practice a little bit before, I'm here for you. What can I do? You know? So, you know, it's not always about running down to the store and finding the shiniest, biggest, priciest gift.
The greatest present is our presence.
The greatest present is our presence.
That's right.
I like it. We're talking about meaningful gifts. Maybe the most meaningful gifts we can give our partner to show love. Big, big day coming. Valentine's Day. A lot of us scratch our head. What are we going to give? Talking about some ideas here on Strategies. Be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies.
We got a bundle of them here on Strategies for Living.
Wrapped up and ready for gifting.
Oh,
right?
There you go. There you go. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan here on Strategies for Living. Thank you. You're giving us a gift by listening. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And tell others about us. And, you know, you some people say, hey, I wish I'd have heard this or I wish I'd have heard that. You know, you don't have to miss a program.
You do not.
Yeah.
We're available on YouTube, Strategies for Living, or on Facebook, Strategies for Living with David McMillan. And we have a podcast in the works.
Ooh. So we got announcements coming, right?
Soon.
All right.
Teaser there.
To a radio station near you. That would
or
be
a
this
phone.
One. Or a phone. Yeah, there you go. All right. We're talking about the most meaningful gift that you can give your partner today. We've talked about recognizing unspoken needs. We've talked about celebrating their joy. We've talked about acknowledging vulnerabilities. We've kind of been going around this, right?
Right.
We've said it several times, but to intentionally create a safe space for expression, you can't give a better gift than that. You know, I love John and Julie Gottman, Dr.
Yes.
John and Julie Gottman, in terms of relationship research.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gottmans did some neurobiological research recently, and feeling safe to express yourself without any fear of judgment is, according to them, essential for deep emotional intimacy. And so, therefore, one of the most meaningful gifts that you can give someone is the creation of a space where they feel completely free to express themselves fully.
To be who they are.
To be exactly who they are.
And that's truly the greatest gift we can give to each other.
Yeah.
Is to say, I'm going to be me and you're going to be you.
Yeah.
And I want to see you in the fullest you.
Yeah.
Be you full.
Be you full.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I remember the song is going off in my head, The Greatest Love of All.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that song. I think it came out when I was in high school. But then, you know, it's one of those songs that gets redone and redone.
Right.
I think Whitney Houston did a powerful version of it at some point along the way. It's a neat song. But, you know, and so you love yourself. And when you love yourself fully, you can love other people fully.
Right.
And
starts there.
Yeah. And so tune in. If you're tuned into yourself, you can tune into others. When you're tuned into other people's cues, you're fostering an environment that encourages open, honest communication, no fear of judgment. Active listening is a real part, a real crucial part of this. Because active listening is about being fully present and engaging with what they're saying and showing empathy. It's making eye contact. It's nodding. It's offering thoughtful responses that demonstrate that you're truly paying attention. We'll peel back here. And, you know, we spend a lot of time together.
Yes.
And yet, even though we're together, you know, we mentioned this yesterday, I think, we're not, you know, we don't always know what's going on in each other's heads and each, you know, in our thoughts and our feelings, because we're interacting with other people as we move through our day.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of at the end of the day, I like to get towards my easy chair. And, you know, I hadn't been able to tune into the world at all during the day.
The wider world.
I like to get my iPad and jump on, you know, I don't just watch one news show because I want to get a balance, but I'll flip in between the different news shows. And sometimes I can kind of get lost there.
Yep.
And you can come and say, quote,
can I have a moment, please?
There you go.
Now, yeah.
You know, I'm going to be very honest.
Sometimes
at this point.
I'm in Spanish. Un momento, por favor.
But I try to honor that.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty good about it.
You are.
I'm not perfect about it.
But
I'm pretty good about.
I appreciate it.
I say, okay, well, whatever I'm watching, it's recorded, so I'm not missing anything. I can pause it. I can put it down. And I can pay attention to what's really important, the big news in my life,
yeah.
Which is, okay, can I have a moment? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, again, I'm not patting myself on the back here. I'm just saying that,
No, but I think it was also a step for me to be able to ask for that.
Yeah.
Because that's important for me. That's one of my needs is I like to have, that one-on-one, uninterrupted quality time.
Right.
At the end of the day, I like just a moment. It doesn't have to be long, but yep. I do like to have a moment where you're not, somewhere else.
Let me get another one in here real quick, which is strengthening your bond through empathy.
Mm.
Empathy is the cornerstone. It's the cornerstone of every strong relationship, because it allows you to connect with your partner on a deep emotional level. There was a study in the Family Journal in 2017 that looked at the link between empathy and relationship quality in couples.
Mm-hmm.
And the study found that higher empathy in men was associated with better self-perceptions of relationship quality, while higher empathy in women contributed to better relationship quality for both themselves and their partners.
Mm.
So honoring your partner's emotional cues enables you to practice to practice empathy, and it helps you understand and share in their feelings without any kind of judgment.
I mean, that's the ultimate definition of empathy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, we didn't get to all of the things that were mentioned in the article, but I think we got to, the majority of them. And what I hope, Lauren, is that whether you choose to start this gift, and I hope you do, even before Valentine's
yes.
Day, I hope you will consider that, these are gifts that
keep giving.
Again, I mentioned, the power of compounding.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about this evening is the power of compounding in relationships through gifts that you give. They're not necessarily tangible.
No.
But you feel them.
Oh, you feel them.
You feel them big time. Talking about it today. Your own strategies for a living. Come back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star.
Mm-hmm.
You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies,
Strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio here on 1017 FM and 710 KEEL. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about these gifts. Okay, so now, where can I find these gifts, Lauren? I got to go get these gifts that we've been talking about here.
I'll tell you exactly where they are.
Yeah? Where are they?
Within.
Ah.
You got to go within.
Okay.
They're within you.
Okay. I was afraid you were going to say that. Something like that. All right. What's your takeaway from today? What's your biggest takeaway from these gifts that we've talked about today that, keep on gifting us?
Just the idea that love isn't found in the grand gestures, right? It's found in the small everyday moments of presence and understanding,
yeah.
Right? That the greatest present we can give to ourselves and others is our presence, right?
Mm.
And so the greatest gift you can give is the way you show up in their life every day.
Yeah.
Not just Valentine's Day, but every day. How do you show up for yourselves and for your partner?
Every day is an opportunity to give a meaningful gift.
And do you show up fully?
Recognizing unspoken needs, celebrating their joy and acknowledging vulnerabilities and creating a safe space for expression and strengthening your bond through empathy. All of that are incredible gifts that we can give one to another. I like it.
I like it too.
All right.
Thank you.
New ideas for Valentine's Day. Folks, thank you. Appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors. We love them because they make it possible for us to do this. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living Radio.